This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I do.
You may the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Caring, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, my name is Monica, and with me today is my lovely, amazing, glorious, wonderful, new... the hair dye is older, but wow, I fucked that up. Hi, Amanda!
I don't even know what you were going for there, Monica. Hi!
I don't even know what I was going for there either. But that's where it ended up.
Okay.
Well, that was something.
What are you even talking about? I don't know.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy Tuesday for me so far. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, I think. I'm not sure. I was spending yesterday most of the time in my brother's new jacuzzi, so sitting there doing absolutely shit all. So that was nice. So I do feel different now, which is great.
A little bit refreshed,
like,
and
some kind, yeah, some kind of like being away from all the work stuff. That was pretty cool, actually, for once. And I just said fuck it all, and I did that. I worked for the day most of it, and then I went back home, did some stuff, but it was nice. Also, the going to bed situation didn't feel absolutely shit this time, so that was a success, I
Woo-hoo.
Guess.
That's great.
Yeah.
I noticed your absence yesterday, since I'm like 6 hours behind you now, and I'm like, oh, Monica's been so quiet today. I wonder where she is. I wonder what's going on. Is she mad at me? No, I doubt she's mad at me. I wonder what's going on.
What? Why should I be mad at you? There is
one of my first reactions, mad at me, and then I'm like, no, they're not.
No, I'm not mad at you. Why? I wouldn't even, can't even think of anything. Why I would? I don't know.
But the other thing that was actually on the news last night was Mulan. And I was like, how convenient, because we're talking about Mulan today.
It was on the news yesterday?
Yeah, it was on the news yesterday about like all the controversy with it. And I was like, oh, Mom and Dad, you guys need to be quiet because I need to watch this research. And I was like, yes. This is great because it's what we're talking about.
Yes, because today we actually do have a topic despite us rambling very much at the very beginning, but we are gonna talk about Mulan and everything about it. So we've watched the movie. We're gonna out us immediately right now. We watched the movie. We also read a bit up on the controversy, and we're gonna talk about it today.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah,
both good and
various
bad.
Yeah, various aspects of one interesting decision and remake, because there have been a lot of live action movies now. There was Dumbo, there was Beauty and the Beast, there was
Aladdin the Lion King,
Jungle Book, exactly, all those. And so the next choice was Mulan, because number one, it was also very successful animation. And I think they took a chance with the movie so that they can break into the Chinese market. At least that's something I read between, or not very much between, that's what I read on the lines. Probably also responsible for the decision to make Mulan next and not another one. Because they could have gone with something else as well. Like, it could have, like, I don't know. There are so many other ones that they could have done, but they went with Mulan. So,
I mean, in theory, I think it's a really good choice because Mulan was such a successful animation back in the 90s. And it's the story is great.
Yeah. But which Disney animation in the 90s wasn't very successful? So they were, all of them were quite successful.
True.
Like Hercules and all of them. Emperor's New Groove and that wasn't Disney. The Emperor's New Groove is not Disney. In 2000, I wouldn't have suspected that either, that it was in 2000.
There's also 101 Dalmatians, The Little Mermaid. What else came out in the 90s?
Yeah, It is from Walt Disney.
I didn't think it was Disney.
You could, in the back in those days, you could distinguish Disney movies from other movies like DreamWorks or something, and there wasn't really anything that could properly hold up with them. Because, like, DreamWorks then started out with more animations and stuff like that, but that was still a 2D drawn movie, so... And I don't recall any real 2D, like, animations like this where I would have been like, that's a different, I don't know. I wouldn't even know what company we're talking about here, so...
Yeah. So, let's get the question out there, Monica. Are we going to talk about the movie first or the controversy?
Hard. Probably talk about the controversy first, I say, maybe.
Because there has been a lot of controversy around Mulan in, like, the last year.
I mean, it already started before the movie even came out. Like, we had that... When were the Hong Kong...
That was last year.
The riots?
Yeah, that was last year, last August, September time. And the lead actress, Liu Yifei, spoke out in support of the Hong Kong police. Despite their super brutal treatment of the pro-democracy supporters and protesters in Hong Kong. Mm. We did a pretty big episode on that, on the Hong Kong protesters at the time in relation to Blizzard and some controversy with Hearthstone. So definitely check that episode out if you want more in-depth information on that. She spoke out on the website... I just need to get the website's name.
Elevator music.
She spoke out on Weibo, where it was reposting a message that was in support of the Hong Kong police that said, I support the Hong Kong police. You can all attack me now. What a shame for Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. The actress is properly Chinese, I guess.
Yeah, she's Chinese, but she has been living in New York state since the age of 10 when she moved to the U.S.
Oh.
And she's a naturalized U.S. citizen.
Interesting choice. Interesting. I mean, I wasn't 100%. I went not 100% aware. That means I wasn't aware that she was actually grew up in the U.S. But... I mean, and whenever someone says but, then it seems like it's annihilating what was said before, which I don't. But what it seems like is that this entire movie was specifically geared and aimed towards the Chinese market. So what I'm wondering is how much of that was really, like, not really her opinion, of course, that could still be her opinion, but I guess in a way, it's probably also something that some people would do to appeal the market. Not that that's something that she would do, or that she has done, or yes, that it's a PR spin so that they see that they can air the movie there in a weird kind of way, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that's just totally assuming things that are probably not true at all. But one way where I'm like, yeah, I see how that pressure could be something that you would go for. I mean, actors and actresses have done worse, not even worse, have done things they probably regret during their career to get to the place they want to go. So who knows if that's something she really believes in, but we have to take what she said for what she really means, which is, very problematic in the first place. But I also don't assume that that Disney goes out and interviews actors on their general stance towards China when they cast for that movie, for example. So I'm like, that's also a tricky situation to be in, to be like, especially when you aim to film in that country in a way, and when you aim to market towards a country, well, then maybe, I don't know. I'm making up my opinion as I go and I'm changing it as I go.
That always happens to us. I mean, I think in terms of her comments, there's not really been anything further pro or against like Hong Kong support, China. And I think that there's definitely something to be said for, like you say, pandering to the Chinese market and posting something that, that would help her and the film, like, in China, because I found an article here that also says that even though she is an American citizen, she works mostly in mainland China, and she's like created a really glamorous career for herself there. And okay. She has been named as one of the new four Dan actresses of China. So she's
wow.
pretty big deal in the Chinese film industry.
I've never seen her before, so like it's not that I'm like I wouldn't have known her. Like it's not, I saw actors and actresses in the movie where I'm like, I've seen you before and I've seen you before, but like her face was 100% new to me. So
yeah,
that makes total sense.
Yeah, and then what else this article says is that she could possibly be in danger of being blacklisted by the government and prevented from working in the country if she didn't abide by the government's strict censorship laws. So, you know, it's really, it's hard to know without strict statement from herself, like what her actual views are. And with only kind of one, essentially a retweet, you know, we don't know. And because of the strict censorship laws, like it's also difficult we don't know what her actual.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. And I guess, and what we see nowadays in general is that when people have a very clear opinion on something, then they will make this opinion known as shit that is, as it is, and as painful as it is very often. So it would be surprising if someone with such a with a strong opinion about things like that, even the who feels the need to actually vocalize that out loud, would then not want to talk about this more in a weird fucked up way. So, and kind of because it's so hard to look behind the curtain that is China and all the things that are going on there, I think it's just super tricky to, I don't know, know too much detail about all the things that go on around all of that. So yeah, while that is super tricky, I guess that's not always, especially with China, sometimes pretty difficult to say that this is her very personal opinion that she has and this has nothing to do with anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't make it great, but it puts things into perspective, I think.
Yeah, it does. And I think, like, further to her own personal opinions, it brings into question, like, Disney as a company hiring an actress who supposedly stands with the Chinese government, like censorship and authoritarian beliefs, and like pushing down the Hong Kong protesters and everything, because like Mulan's core values are honor, bravery, and truth, and like fighting for what's right. And it's just, it's quite an interesting juxtaposition, really.
I mean, it's generally a super interesting juxtaposition, this entire situation with the movie and the topic in the movie and all that the movie means and the fable means and the story means, and then trying to make this work with China, because that's just everything that right now, which the movie is just not in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just super tricky the decision to market towards mainland, towards China in general, happened way before any casting. I'm sure about that. Like, nobody said, We're gonna hire a bunch of actors right now and actresses, and then we're gonna then decide this would actually be a great movie to market towards China. Of course, that's not the case. And of course, companies try to, because China is such a business influence and such a huge influence with money and all of that right now, businesses do business there. And at the very end, that's what Disney also is. Disney also is a business. And if they can open a market, then of course they will want to try to open that market. I mean, that's then the question, how to deal with that. But then we are all surrounded by companies and by things we got from companies that worked with China in one way or the other. So then I'm like, it's really tricky to, I don't know, it's tricky to distinguish that in a way, or to say I can't do that here, but then I can do that everywhere else, where I work, where I live, what I use, what devices I have, what companies I cooperate with. So much we own is from China in general, so it's just really hard to And I think also, especially when we talk about pop culture and the effect on education and on society, they can be just so huge. So it could also be, especially considering the message in Mulan, it could be just really, I don't know, something that maybe plants a seed in a weird way, if you know what I mean. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, like I think you make a really good point. Like, where do we draw the line between what companies we boycott for doing work with China? Because like you say, there's so many companies that do like have trade agreements or like are manufacturing within the country. And where do you draw the line? Like, what companies do you say, like, oh, well, yeah, okay, it's okay for this company, but it's not okay for that one? And like,
yeah, none of us would have fucking phones. Well, even the Fairphone is partly made in China, and they really tried to look for the working conditions of people and all that, so that they have proper working conditions and all that stuff, and they try to make a sustainable phone as much as possible. But all the tech we're surrounded with is like, everything is made in China. If I just look around, like I can bury myself in it, basically. And that is not to say that it's the perfect thing, a perfect situation. Of course, it would be great if it were different, but that then where do we start with it is the case. I mean, we should start somewhere, but where is that?
And what is going to make the most impact as well?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because this isn't like the actress's comments isn't the only controversy hitting Mulan right now. Yeah. They filmed some of their scenes within the Xinjiang province in China, where around 2 million Uyghur Muslims are in concentration camps. Like, this is happening in 2020, and it has been happening for over 2 years, like, that we know of. Disney still chose to film some scenes there. And not only that, specifically thank, like, those oppressive Chinese government organizations, 8 of them in their credits, which, yes, okay, I know, I understand that you think where you're filming locations, but I'm also like, but did you have to film there? Like,
it is so tricky, because when I was watching the movie, I thought because number one, we have a super huge since this entire corona shit is happening, there is so much racism towards Asian people and people of Asian descent or all of that. And this movie has in general such a beautiful message, right? And this entire cast was all the people in there were Asian, and there is hardly any like big picture movie out there that has a cast like this. Like, now there are series that are mainly Asian cast and all that, but there is, at least not from what I can remember, a movie that is full with Chinese or Asian people of Asian descent in any way on such a big screen. So for me, this would have been a possibility to show the beauty of a country, to show that it's not, to show what a country has to offer, and to kind of get over this. Well, it's not, people won't get over this that quickly, but show something in a different light and in a different way, which I think movies like that can do, which you're like, this is amazing. Like whatever, what all this betrays and what, no, but portrays, not betrays, what all this portrays and what it looks like and all of that. And I feel you, and because there is such a high representation, and because I think it's so important that we have that, it would have been so weird if they would not have filmed anything in China. They filmed so much of that movie already in New Zealand anyway, so not everything of in that movie is in China actually. And I guess also, even if you try to get into the country in whatever sort of way, like, we are not talking about I'm buying a ticket and I'm flying there and I'm doing this there and everything is great and I get a permit and everything is done. So I think that's just super intense and super hard work to even make it possible to film in a country that is in such a dictatorship and has this censorship going on and all of that. So, yes, why do they have to film there? Because, number one, I think they need to film in China in some way or the other. But then were there so many options that they could have gone anywhere else? Of course not, because China decides what you're doing, I'm pretty sure. I guess. I mean, I don't know, but I guess. So that's just where I'm like, it's so... Of course, I think if they would have had the choice, I'm not sure if they would have done it, but that's where it ended up to be. And of course, China is not going to tell them no, like that they didn't go there and say we can't film there because we have a concentration camp there or anything. Nobody, I can't imagine that anyone in discussion ever was openly talking about the situation about that concentration camp there and anything. I mean, we know how Hitler did all this shit. Like, people knew about this or didn't know about this, and yes, we know about this now, but I don't think there is so much wiggle room that you can then say, I don't want to film there because that's where you commit a huge, huge, horrible, horrible crime. Let's go over there. So I just don't think it's that easy to do that. But I think it's so important for representation to be able to show parts of the country that actually this entire fable is based on, this entire story is based on.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. And I mean, I know you mentioned that most of the film is actually filmed in New Zealand. I think there was something like 20 filming locations across China. And yes, some of them were in the province that this concentration camp is in. But it also, because of the way that China operates, like they had to get hella permission to go and do any kind of filming. So like that's really hard in and of itself just to get there. And then, like you say, to get the specific shots that you want, like it's difficult. And like just on the flip side of that, like America, the United States of America also has hella concentration camps, like ICE detention centers that are doing horrific things on American soil. And so I'm like, how is it different as well? Like, how can you say like, oh, you shouldn't film, or you should boycott this film that filmed a few scenes in the same location as concentration camps, when the entire American film industry is also in a country that has like internment as well? Like it's...
Yeah, it is. That is all not to say, like, none of what we're saying means that we're okay with what is going on. And in an ideal world, we would, A, number one, not have any concentration camps, any near any filming location at all. There wouldn't be even the issue of someone approving of a violent protest or standing with the police. We have the same thing going on in the US right now, where people say save the police, do all of that because they're good people, and then black people suffer still because of all of that, because some people just can't get over the fucking fact that black lives matter and always matter and always have mattered and always will matter and are just as important as white lives, and that we need to fight with them, because there was so much oppression for so long that this is often the only way out. And still people are still talking up for the police in that regard all the time. So it's basically, it's not the same. It's, yes, we're not living in a dictatorship. Like, the US is not a dictatorship yet. I mean, we're probably working towards, if there are another five, six, how many years? Four years of the twat that is in office right now. But that's basically, it's so easy to brush it off on the dictatorship and saying we are so much better than them. We are not at all better than them, because we're all the same idiots in that same system that is this fucking world. And even we can't even manage to look after each other in a fucking pandemic and wear a fucking tissue on our face. Then honestly, just, that's also so hypocritical to then be like, how dare you, Disney, to do that? I mean, Disney is a US company, and should they move now? Where should they go? Should they go to Sweden? They go after herd immunity. Should they go to the UK? There is also bullshit going on. Where should companies go? There's so much shit happening right now in their lives and on our planet. And of course, we need to make a stance, and we need to stand with what is right.
Mm-hmm.
But for big companies like this and like Disney, it's just really, really tricky. Am I for boycotting Disney? Yeah, of course. Like, in a way, of course I am, because if there is such a monopoly to one thing, it's always in a way really dangerous, and Disney owns fucking everything. So if with a good friendly competition, everything would be probably a bit better and more interesting and stuff like that. But yeah, just because, yeah, should we not watch Mulan because of that now? Should we, then we can't watch anything now because an actress said something? I don't know.
It's like, it doesn't, it's not just about Mulan. It's like, if you're going to boycott Mulan, you need to boycott Disney. You need to boycott Moana. You need to boycott Frozen. You need to boycott Disneyland. You need to boycott so much to actually have any kind of impact. And like, Disney also has such a stake in the Chinese market as well, because they have more than one theme park there as well. It's not as easy for them to just be like, okay, we out of China completely, because they have stakes there. They've got like high rolling industry there as well. So like, there's a lot to consider. And I mean, like Tom and chat says, boycotts don't work. It's all about raising awareness and, you know, fighting in a way that we can. It's not about not watching a movie.
I mean, it's tricky on the one hand, because yes, we're definitely not participating in anything that has to do with Harry Potter anymore, but that's also a big business. It's also the same, but there is a difference because of the constant hatred and the active negativity and the activeness behind all the horrible things. Whereas I think with the Disney Mulan situation, it is a lot of a structural problem and a bigger problem in general. It's a world problem. It's a more universal problem than, for example, what is going on with the Rowling situation, basically. Mm-hmm. And yes, this is one person causing so much harm with everything she says, whereas there are a lot of people in the clockwork that is Disney that is creating the movie of Disney. It's not the head actress that is the one and only and the main person of this entire vehicle. But yeah, that's why I think it's somehow in this regard a bit more difficult to say we're gonna boycott this movie, because they already filmed everything. Like, everything is already done. Even when they were still in the process, they already had all the money to do all of that. Like, nothing that would have happened afterwards would have really impacted it. The movie would have needed to be super shit, but also they already knew the story worked. So otherwise, they would not re-chew this content over and over and over again like they do with all their movies now. That is something that I would generally criticize, even though I partly like the live action versions because of how they kind of adjust the content to something newer and to something more modern in a way.
Yeah, and one of the things that I noticed in the live actions is the portrayal of women actually is a lot more positive. Like, not that it was negative necessarily, it was just, you know, 1990s women, whereas like now we've got, you know, late 2010, 2020 women who are strong and independent and have opinions and talk and have their own, like, I just love that scene in Aladdin when Jasmine like had her own like song, like solo song, and it was just brilliant. And I felt the same
Also in Aladdin, she's becoming the Sultan, and it's not about Aladdin becoming the Sultan and all the stuff like that. And it's as you say, a threat through all of the live action movies now.
Yeah, and like, I don't think Mulan is any different. Like, the changes that they made to the plot of the story compared to the original animated Mulan are really positive, in my opinion. Like, you know, the portrayal of her as an independent character and like standing up with her family and standing true to her values. And like, even the end, like, it didn't end in a wedding. Like, the original Mulan is like, oh, let's get married, blah, blah, blah. Like, the love interest.
That wasn't even really a romance. Like, there was some kind of love interest, but not in a romance situation as well, which is refreshing.
It was. That was something that I was like, this is good. And like, she's offered her place, like, in the Emperor's army, or the Emperor's, is that the right title?
I think, yeah.
In the army, like as an officer of the army, and like it just feels like the accomplishment and the service that she gave to the country is had a better reward than a husband.
Yeah, and there was more female representation in general, and they were all characters of power. Mm-hmm. Like in the previous movie, like in the animation, you had like Mulan and everybody else were guys and all that, but you had the enemies. They also had a super strong female driving force who was the one who won the fucking fights and all that. And it was also really beautiful for me in a way to see the two negative like things that were actually battling each other kind of came together in a way, which is also all everything of that is a message that is also really important to even air in China, like powerful women. And I was watching some stuff before on TV, and wherever you see Chinese TV, you always only see guys and all of that. So there are hardly ever any women. So the message of having a strong woman, and there are two of them, that's just something that needs to also be visible and available in China for people and for women there to see as well, because slowly then you can, that's raising awareness right there. Like, we are powerful, we are strong, we can do whatever we want. And then people start to consider that maybe what's going on right now is not the right thing to do. And unfortunately, it takes a very long time for things to actually change. But it changed in other countries too, so I'm very hopeful that it will change for China as well eventually.
Yeah.
I would prefer sooner rather than later, but
these things take time and democracy, yeah, and speaking about,
yeah,
it. But yeah, like it, and the message that really came through in Mulan was to be true to yourself and step into your unique power, and don't let men tell you that you cannot own your power. And that was it was such a strong, and like it wasn't sugarcoated at all. Like, that was that message. It was very clear. It was like, you be you, you're a fucking goddess. Act like it, be it, do it, be you. And it was it was just really nice to hear and to see it so explicitly said in a film like Mulan.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, I agree with you there. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, I did like it, and I also cried at the ending somehow and between it in a bit, but I can't put my finger on, and it was like aesthetically so pleasing. It was so, the nature shots and all of this, it was just beautiful. But I can't put my finger on what irks me, because something irks me, and I can't I have a really hard time telling you what it is.
Okay, what irked me about it, and I know that this was very on purpose, there was no songs, and like I felt like it was missing, like when they came and they were training for the army, and I was like, Mr. I'll make a man out of you. But where's the song? Like, it was a nice montage and everything was there and they were like in sync and it was really awesome the way they did it. But I'm like, but put the song in it. Like, I know that you've done this to be more serious and to like raise the caliber of the film and the story and everything. But I'm like, it also brought it down for me.
Really? That's interesting. Because I personally, because you could hear in certain situations, like I didn't notice it in every scene, but in a few scenes that were, you heard the song, you heard the instrumental of the song, and that touched me in a way more than any song would have.
I did think that was really nice. I was glad that they didn't completely like take out those notes to the original, like, and just hearing some reflections, I was like, that okay, so that's like Mulan's song is a little bit instrumental reflection. I thought that was very good.
Yeah,
but overall, like, I wasn't not annoyed, but I did feel like it was missing something without the music. But there was something that was missing from making it like amazing.
Yeah, I see what you mean, but I also can't tell what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I don't know if I found her super relatable. Like, I don't know if I couldn't connect to her as a person so much. I think I could have, for example, connect with her father more and with his emotions than with her emotions to a certain point. Like when she then owned her own, and when she went through that metamorphosis, I call it that, of then fighting as Mulan and not as the person that she's not, I connected more. But in the meantime, I kind of didn't that much in a weird way. I don't know. And maybe that's what was the disconnect for me.
Yeah, I also I think that was something, because in the animated Mulan, like when she was there acting in a role as the male child, the male offering, like she was she still had a certain cheekiness, like snarkiness. There was like
in the
animated one, like there was like more personality, whereas I feel like that didn't come through in the live action. Maybe that's what it was. Like maybe, like you say, it was harder to connect with her.
I did connect with her more as a kid. Like when she was chasing that chicken around, and then she broke that, and then they had the serious talk. And and the father told her to hide her chi and all that. There I still connected with her. And then when she And I do remember that the scene with the matchmaker in the animation, that was super fun and hilarious, and I still could connect with her then. I think I would still need to watch it, to be honest, but
maybe,
because I don't 100% remember.
Maybe we're not connecting to her when she isn't being herself, because we can't connect to someone who isn't being themselves. Like she's trying so hard to hide the part, like herself as like this strong badass woman with full of chi and just amazing and
maybe
powerful, and like when it's just like she's trying to be someone that she's not, it's very obvious, and it's like, oh
yeah that makes sense. But it's a bit sad in a weird way, because the movie could do that, like the animation could do that, but the movie couldn't in a way.
Yeah, it's weird. It is weird. It's a definitely a weird disconnect there.
But I was also 15, 16, 17 then. Life was different then. That's too true.
Maybe we need to rewatch the animated one now.
Yeah, I wanted to do it, but then I kind of forgot, and then I had to sit in a jacuzzi and do things. So I didn't.
Maybe you didn't watch it while you were in the jacuzzi?
No, I could have, but I was chatting with people. I watched them both side by side. Not sure if I want to do that. But yeah, in general, I do think it's a great movie. I do think it's aesthetically wonderful, beautiful piece of filmmaking, and it didn't 100% convert to for me in a way. I was yet very emotionally aggrieved. No, I was emotional during the end, and I felt all of that, and when she came home and all that, and they still wanted her and all of that. I did connect with that as well, but because I was missing parts of it in between. And I don't know how well I could connect with that second identity, like with a second identity is not the word, with the enemies and their head woman, basically. Mm-hmm. That was, I don't know if I 100%, like I like the story and all of that. I'm not sure if I'm 100% convinced about how they added her into it. Because that crow bird thing, I found that a bit weird. I couldn't 100% feel that. Couldn't feel the void. I know I love the message and I love what it turned out to be, but it took me a while to get on with her in a way, and not ask myself, what is she doing here and why do we have her now? And that was also something that took me a while, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was different as well. I was kind of like, for a long time, I was wondering what her purpose was, like what the purpose of bringing in this other character was. And I mean, towards the end of the film, it made a bit more sense. But at the beginning, I was like, she's cool, but why is she here? I mean, on the whole, like, did I like the movie? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But it's
like, I would recommend watching it. It's not one of my favorites, but I would watch it again, maybe.
Not right now. But I wouldn't be against watching it again, but it's not something that I would want to watch again like now.
So my suggestion would be, wait until it's normally free on Disney Plus if you have it, then watch it then. It's not really necessary to buy the premier access to watch it now.
But of course we had to research purposes.
Of course we had to for research purposes. And because Disney is such a poor company, that's why I need to give them my money.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all I've got to say about Mulan.
Same.
Cool. What did you think about Mulan? We would actually love to know. Are you boycotting it? Did you watch it? What did you think? Do you hate it? Do you love it? We want to know everything that you got to say. And yeah, follow us on the social medias. You can find us everywhere at Geek Herring.
And see you again next week for another amazing, awesome, wonderful, glorious episode of Geek Herring.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.